The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a scholar of the law, tested Jesus by asking him, "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" And Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and prophets depend on these two commandments." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This short reading we have from Matthew, he borrowed this from the Gospel of Mark. As you know, much of Matthew's Gospel was shaped following the earlier text of Mark's Gospel. However, there's a variation. In the Gospel of Mark, it's a kindly question. The young man comes up and asks Jesus, and Jesus responds. In this Matthew's Gospel, it's a test. In Matthew's Gospel, they test Jesus by asking him. And Jesus responds with what the Jewish people called the Shema Israel. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord is God and He alone." This is the beginning of what called the Shema Israel, which is the most fundamental and essential prayer for all Jewish people. It's the beginning of all their morning prayer and their evening prayer, and in many cases, it's the first prayer whenever they gather as a people of faith. Shema Israel means, "Hear, O Israel." Listen, the Lord is God and He alone. God is first. Now, Jesus adds to this the second commandment, loving your neighbor as yourself. That does not appear in the Shema Israel. But Jesus attaches that. It's part of the new Israel. It's part of the new understanding of what it means to be a true disciple. What does this mean to us today? It meant for the Jewish people that God was present in everything. They never gave up. They never surrendered to hopelessness. Because God was with them. They believed this. It carried them through their most difficult times and allowed them to dance and to sing and to celebrate in their best times. So how does this relate to us? What do we see here that affects our present day, the moment? Is there any grace? Is there a teaching, or is there an invitation in this time of COVID-19? Is God present to us? Perhaps the invitation is to look back and be grateful for what we had before, when we were so presumptuous, when we did all the things that were normal, and we were not so grateful. They were just there. And now we're looking back saying, wow, if only we had what we had 7 or 8 months ago, we would be rejoicing. But we wouldn't, because we were so presumptuous about everything. We never looked up to heaven and thanked God for the freedoms we had. We could go out to dinner, you could go shopping, you could hug people, you could come to church. we could belong to one another, and it was so normal, we were not grateful. We could visit our elderly and our sick. We could belong to them in their time of crisis. It was normal. Now, we look back in gratitude. Is there an invitation here to bind a family closer together? We're spending more time together as a family. To be more forgiving, to be more patient, to be more understanding, to say it's an opportunity for us to bind our families together closer than before. Perhaps we have a graduation of young people tomorrow. Years from now, they will look back and they will tell their children and their grandchildren about this era. And they will remember the teachings of the moment, the families that came together, how we missed our elderly people, we missed visiting our grandparents. They will remember this. It's the invitation of the moment. Maybe to make a phone call to somebody who is lonely. The grace of the moment. Be conscious of God's presence. The invitations to true discipleship that exist in this time. To be socially responsible. To wear a mask. To be social distancing. To wash our hands frequently. It's a gift to our families. It's a gift to our society. It's a responsible thing to do, and it's an ethical thing to do. Wow. Are we so ungenerous that we wouldn't do this? Wow. Is there an invitation here to respect other people by being responsible? Perhaps there is an invitation here to be more contemplative in this time. We walk now instead of running. Perhaps we take a second look. Perhaps we notice things we didn't hear, see before. We hear things we haven't heard before. We notice the beauty of creation, the birds singing. Early morning walks are full of God's presence. In the quiet and the calm of the evening, there's a stillness that reminds us. Not in frantic times, but in times of contemplative awareness, the invitations. God is present in this moment in our lives, in our families. So the Word of God says, "Hear, O Israel, hear, O people of God. The Lord is God and He alone, and God is present in every moment, in every person, in every awareness." It's God revealing and the invitations of the moment to come closer to our awareness of God. In true discipleship now. Let this Word of God come alive for us in our families, in our relationships, in the opportunities we have to bless another person. I know I've made quite a few phone calls to homebound people. It's worth a fortune. It's something you can't buy. The kindness of remembering. People are so grateful just to have somebody remember them. So keep that in mind. Oh, this time is full of grace for those who listen to the Word of God. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O people of God. God is present at all times and in all people. Amen.